Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. One of the biggest obstacles to achieving ambitious athletic goals is having enough time. That is the case with most big goals, but it's especially true of marathon training. If you're expecting to run 26.2 miles on the big day, you better believe you're going to need to run for 2+ hours straight in training some days. If you didn't have family duties, a busy work schedule, and other life commitments, it wouldn't be so difficult. But for most of us, that's not the case. The only solution I found is to allot a specific time within the day and week that you know you'll be able to consistently get the sessions in. When that time is will vary based on your individual schedule and life circumstances. For example, if you're a student, you'll probably have more time than someone working 60 hours per week at a busy job. If you're single, you'll probably have more time than someone with 5 kids. But for most people with these big ambitious athletic goals, including me, that time when you can commit to getting your training in is first thing in the morning. That's before anyone is trying to get you on a Zoom meeting, before your kids are up looking for their porridge, before the coffee shops are open for brunch with friends. But the problem is that the longer the session is planned to be, the earlier you'll need to wake up. That gets even trickier at the extremes. A 2.5 hour run in the morning requires waking up at 4:30 a.m. if you want to be back for breakfast with family at 7:30 a.m. That requires that you're in bed by 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. the night before if you're going to get a reasonable amount of sleep. But even with that, finding the motivation to get yourself out from under the sheets can be a real killer. That brings me to last week, where after nailing all 3 gym sessions and 2 of my runs for the week, the long run approached on Saturday. 14 miles was the planned run at a slow and steady pace. But the 10-minute fight with myself to get out of bed at 5 a.m. rather than 4:50 a.m. meant only 13.25 miles got done. Thankfully, that's a rare occurrence and 0.75 miles isn't going to make or break the goal. But given the extent of this goal, if falling short becomes a habit, it will be. Seeing 2 separate 70-plus-year-old ladies out for their daily walk during the run reaffirmed that if they can get up at this time, I've no excuse. With all that said, this week's long run will be 16 miles, so that will be a test as to whether I'm talking waffle here or whether I can walk the walk going forward. When writing this, I was also reminded of a piece of writing from Marcus Aurelius written over 2,000 years ago, which said, "At dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, I have to go to work as a human being. What do I have to complain of if I'm going to do what I was born for? The things I was brought into this world to do? Or is this what I was created for, to huddle under my blankets and stay warm?" Based on this, the comfort of the blankets is nothing new, and the struggle of getting over it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.